All right, let's open the Word of God to Hebrews 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. This passage is in perfect line with 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15, which says once again, moreover, with the greatest of pleasure, I will exhaust myself in studying and teaching doctrine, and be exhausted to the point of destruction on behalf of your souls. If I love you more intensely, and I do, the less I be loved. The responsibility of the pastor-teacher is to bring the members of the congregation into the super grace life. There is only one way that this can be accomplished, and that is by a constant, a consistent teaching of the Word of God. On a daily basis, different parts of the Word being constantly taught so that doctrine can be assimilated for the edification complex and then for entrance into super grace. When you look at a congregation, you can never, never tell who's going to make it and who isn't. You can't tell by early enthusiasm. You can't tell by the people who say, oh, that was great. You just have no way of really knowing until you hit the long run. I remember one time I was making an inspection as a TAC officer in a cadet detachment at Luke Field, Arizona. This was in 1941, before Pearl Harbor, or just shortly thereafter. And I remember there were four men standing by their footlockers, cadets. They were down at the end of the line because they were the shortest men in their cadet company. These four men were standing one next to each other. And to look at them at first, no one would ever think that these men would be some of the greatest heroes our country has ever known. Four men standing there, and all four of those men, within 18 months, would win this nation's highest award, the Congressional Medal of Honor. One of them is the greatest ace this country has ever had, Dick Bong. I think he was about 5'3½". Next to him was Tom McGuire, the second greatest ace in American history, 38 kills. Next to him was Jerry Johnson, 21 kills and a Jap sub. Next to him, John Gersted, the man who dove his B-24 into the target at Ploesti. Four young men. And to look at them and compare them to some of the other personalities, it wouldn't always be obvious that these were the men who had it. You can never tell by just watching a congregation who's going to make it and who isn't. There are people I would have thought would have made it who are long gone. There are people I never would have dreamed would have come close to making it who are still in there and moving right in on closing in on super grace. You just simply can't tell. But it does take one thing. No matter how many times you fall flat on your face, no matter how many times you fail, it does take positive volition toward Bible doctrine every day. Now here's the goal. And then we'll relate the goal to the verse we studied in the first time, in the first half. Let your is not found in the original. We start out with a Greek whole tropos, which means way of life. H-O-T-R-O-P-O-S. Whole tropos. Way of life, turn of mind, conduct, or character. Sometimes tropos means character, in contrast to a person who is phony. For example, snobbery may pass for character. A person may be a snob and really not have character at all. It just appears that way. So this is used for character in contrast to a phony, to a turn of mind that makes the right decision at the right moment, regardless of the consequences, and eventually comes to mean way of life or manner of life. Without covetousness is philarguras. Philarguras. Philarguros. Aguros is silver. Phila is love. A means no love of silver or money. In those days, money was often coined in silver. So it comes to mean without love of money. Manner of life without love of money. In other words, the mastery of the details of life. This is the first floor of the edification complex. This is also the way of life found under super grace, Philippians 4, 11 and 12. And be content. Present middle participle means constantly being content, but the Greek verb is archeo, A-R-K-E-O. Archeo means to be sufficient. Archeo means to be independent. It means to be adequate. It means to be satisfied and comes to mean contentment only after the others have been fulfilled. First of all, to be sufficient is capacity for freedom. To be adequate is capacity for life. To be independent is the combination of capacity for freedom and capacity for life. To be content is the result of all of these things and the stability of the super grace life. The present tense is linear action start in the super grace life. The middle voice, the subject, the super grace believer, participates in the results of the action. In other words, the middle voice relates the action more intimately to the subject. This is what we call, therefore, a permissive middle voice in which the subject voluntarily yields himself to the results of the action in his own interest, constantly being content after one has capacity for freedom, capacity for life, capacity for love, in that order. Such things as the dative plural plus the of the definite article, it's in the masculine gender so they can apply to either persons or things. And it can't go either way, although silver would indicate things. Constantly being content with such present things. Ye have is a present active participle of paraimi. Paraimi means to be present. P-A-R-E-I-M-I. To be present. And that's the way it should be translated. Here's a participle used as an adjective. Constantly being content with present things, whatever you have now. The dative case of both the definite article and the participle are datives of indirect object and advantage. Now he gives us a reason for this. The illative use of the participle or the particle gar expresses the ground or reason for contentment. This is an illative gar, G-A-R. For he hath said, perfect, active, indicative of lego. Lego is used for communication, comes from the noun logos, L-O-G-O-S, which means word. This means to communicate in words, perfect tense, permanent results, active voice. This means the scripture says this to it from five different Old Testament passages, and the indicative mood is the reality of this principle having been stated five times in the Hebrew plus this time in the Greek. The five Old Testament passages, which are paraphrased from this, Genesis 28:15, Deuteronomy 31:8, Joshua 1:5, 1 Chronicles 28:20, Isaiah 41:10. The quotation is the aorist active subjunctive of on iemi, which looks like this. On iemi. A-N-I-E-M-I. Now, aniemi is in the subjunctive. This has no potentiality to it at all. This subjunctive goes with the five negatives which are connected with this verb under the word never. Never represents five negatives. Ume, ude, ume. Looks like this. Ume, ude, ume. O-U-M-E, O-U-D-E, O-U-M-E. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, the five negatives are not found in the Hebrew. It's just like each negative represents one of those verses. Genesis 28:15, Deuteronomy 31:8, Joshua 1:5, 1 Chronicles 28:20, Isaiah 41:10. One negative for each verse, and the five negatives put together is about as strong as you can get. In other words, this is the application of those five verses stated in the Greek. The word means to abandon. The negative particle ou, O-U, is spelled three different ways in the Greek. Here it's O-U. Sometimes it's O-U-K, ouk. Sometimes it's O-U with a key, that's O-U-C-H, ouk. Now, why does it have a K? Why does it have a key? And why is it left off? So you'll always recognize it. This negative particle is spelled O-U before consonants, when the next word starts with a consonant. Like the next word starts with an M, may. So it's O-U. If it's before a vowel, it's O-U-K. But if it's before a rough breathing, it's O-U-C-H. But it's all the same negative. It is the strongest negative in, the strongest single negative in the Greek language, and it is the negative denying the reality of an alleged concept. The alleged concept here is that God will abandon you. He won't. So, ou is used as a negative denying the reality of an alleged concept. The next negative is may, M-E. This is what we call a qualified negation. It is used with a subjunctive to imply uncertainty. The combination of ume is used to state denials or emphatic prohibitions. And therefore, the two words together should be translated not never. That's good Greek. Bad English, but very good Greek. So ume is not never. The third negative is ude. This is really a negative adverb, and it combines ou with the particle de. O-U-D-E. This is U, the negative, and the particle da. Uda is a negative adverb, means not even. With the subjunctive mood, it becomes a negative conjunction. It is the same as the Latin ne quidem. Those of you who are familiar with Latin grammar will remember this one. Ne quidem. Exactly the same equivalent. Then we have a repetition of u and me again, and we translate, I will not never, not even, not never abandon you. That's as strong as you can get. Then the same thing is true for the next word. The five negatives also go with the next verb. How do we know that? Because it too is in the aorist active subjunctive. And the subjunctive is the key. The subjunctive plus the five negatives says this verb, those five negatives belong to me too. So the next verb is egg katalepo, which looks like this. E-G-K-A-T-A-L-E-I-P-O. Egg katalepo. And egg katalepo means to desert. It's a military word. And like the first verb, it's in the constantive aorist. In other words, God gives us one day at a time, and every day we are in phase two. He will never abandon nor desert. And we can translate this, a manner of life without emphasis on the details of life or without love of money. That's the super grace life. In other words, that's the title for the verse. See, there is no verb. It's a title. The manner of life without love of money. That's a title. Now here's the way it goes. Constantly being content with the present things. For he hath said with continuous results, and the statement stands forever, I will not never, not even, not never, abandon you, and I will not never, not even, not never, desert you. You can't get any stronger than that. Repeat. I will not, never, not even, not never, abandon you, and I will not, never, not even, not never, desert you. Both verbs are in a constantive aorist for every day that you live on the face of this earth. The active voice, both God the Father and Jesus Christ are involved. The subjunctive mood emphasizes the negation, ume, ude, ume. Title again, the manner of life or the way of life without love of money. This doesn't mean without money. It means you don't love money. You may or you may not be without money, but this is without the love of money. Title, in other words, for the super grace life. Super grace life, constantly being content with the present things. For he hath said, and the statement stands forever, perfect tense, I will not never, not even not never, abandon you, and I will not never, not even, not never, desert you. Next verse, the super grace application. The application begins with the Greek hoste, which introduces a result clause. H-O-S-T-E, hoste. Hoste introduces a result clause and should be translated just as it is, with the result that or so that. However, we have next boldly, and boldly is a present active participle of the verb thareo, which means to be confident. Thareo. T-H-A-R-R-E-O. Thareo. And it should be translated so that being confident, we say. Present active infinitive of lego, introducing a quotation from Psalm 118:6. So that being confident, we say, and now the quotation, Lord, not the Lord, just kurios, referring to Jesus Christ. Here's a relationship with Christ in the super grace life. This is occupation with the person of Christ in the super grace life. And therefore, we have kurios without the definite article, K-U-R-I-O-S. This refers to the Lord Jesus Christ. The absence of the definite article places emphasis on the now. There is great emphasis on the word here, Lord. Lord, emoi boethos. Boethos looks like this. B-O-E-T-H-O-S. Emoi boethos. Boethos means one who aids in weakness or one who helps in danger. And with this, we have the dative singular of the person of pronoun ego, dative of advantage. The Lord, helper to me for my advantage. Lord, helper to me for my advantage. So that being confident, we say, quote, from Psalm 118:6, Lord, only Lord, in other words, no definite article, great emphasis, Lord, only Lord, helper to me, one who aids me in weakness, one who helps me in danger. Therefore, I will not fear. Future passive indicative of phobeo. P-H-O-B-E-O. I will not fear. I think that we have it in our bulletin today. I'm going to check and see. Yes, Captain Thomas M. Brown, Jr. We have a letter from him in the back of the bulletin. He describes his first few missions that he's been flying in combat and the fear and how he overcame the fear. That's in the back of the bulletin, the first letter. Lord, only Lord, the one who aids me in weakness, the one who helps me in danger. Lord, helper to me for my advantage. I will not fear. Future tense, anticipating the danger. Passive voice, the super grace life wipes out mental attitude sins like pride, jealousy, and here, fear. And the indicative mood is the reality of the removal of fear in super grace. So that being confident, we say, Lord, only Lord, helper to me for my advantage. I will not fear what mankind, anthropos, shall do. Future active indicative of poieo. This is a good battle verse. Because anthropos, on the other side, is trying to wipe you out in a variety of ways, and sometimes even your own people help out. The barrage falls short. A guy gets drunk and steps off a step in the officer's club and falls down and breaks his neck. This happened once in India. I always felt sorry for the commanding officer. How do we explain to this guy's mother? He stepped right off the step, missed them all, and he broke his neck. He's a pilot in India. And so mother got some kind of a letter. I think it was beefed up a little bit. Your son died gloriously for his country. He was gloriously drunk. So that being confident, we say, Lord, only Lord, helper to me, I will not fear what mankind shall do to me. Now, how do you get into this super grace life? It is mentioned only briefly in two verses. Remember, verse 7, present active imperative from mene manuo. Mene manuo means two things. M-N-E-M-O-N-E-U-O. Mene manuo. It means, as translated, remember, except it's present active imperative, keep on remembering. It also means to concentrate. Memory is concentration. But it means primarily to remember, and it comes to mean remember in the sense of concentrating. Now, Paul was the pastor. What did he say? In 2 Corinthians 12:15, he said, quote, moreover, with the greatest of pleasure, I will exhaust myself in studying and teaching doctrine and be exhausted to the point of destruction on behalf of your souls. If I love you more intensely, and I do, the less I be loved. Why aren't people in the super grace life today in these United States? Why have believers lost their appreciation of things that really count? Where is the super grace perspective? Why don't we have today, as Roy Hurst suggested at halftime, why don't we have on the first day of August, Ploesti Day? Why don't we have on the seventh day of August, Guadalcanal Day? Now those would be a couple of good holidays. Instead we have Thanksgiving, which is a farce, Christmas, which is a super farce, and Easter, which is a spring super farce. We don't have super grace believers anymore. Therefore, we don't even appreciate what God has done in grace through the military as a part of the divine establishment. And there are many great men who served in that great army of 11 million people in World War II, who have gone on to glory in the most magnificent way. And there, these men are not even remembered. And their faces, which were a great improvement over the hippiesville of today, their faces are blotted out permanently. What a tragedy that these men should go unappreciated for the sacrifices which they made. Remember. Now what does this mean, present active imperative? Present tense, linear action start every day. Active voice, you must make a decision every day to take in the Word of God. The imperative, it's an order. And how are you going to get it? From your pastor. How are you going to remember your pastor? By coming to Bible class, by turning a switch on a tape recorder. For those who are all over the country who are depending on Bible doctrine from this church and from this pulpit. You can't do it on your own. You weren't designed to do it on your own. It is contrary to the Word that makes you think you can. It's some of that lousy propaganda that evangelists and cuckoo clocks in the victorious life pass on to you. And it'll never cut it. You need Bible doctrine from your right pastor, whoever he is. And this is a command to you. There are commands to the pastor to study and teach. This is a command to you. Remember. Now we have a lot of people that fulfill this command in Baraka Church. Hundreds of them. And they are here in Bible class every night. And that's why we're happy to see their Bibles on the seats, because we know that that Bible and that notebook are going to be used. And there are a lot of idiots that come once a week, once a month, and they expect some type of red carpet treatment. And they get just exactly what they should get. Way in the back there. Doesn't make a difference whether they hear or not. Why? Because it doesn't mean anything to them. They are not fulfilling the principle. Remember the one who teaches you doctrine. And you remember by coming and listening and concentrating. And not just once in a while, or when the Spirit moves you, or when you're in a jam. You come all the time. You don't wait for a beautiful thought or the rosy glow. In fact, if you come with a rosy glow, chances of getting something are kind of dim anyway. We know what the source of the rose is. Now keep on remembering and concentrate on them. Genitive plural of the definite article. Now we're down to definite articles. Here's the genitive plural of the definite article. This is an objective genitive, and it refers to pastors as communicators of doctrine in the church age. Remember them, pastors, which have the rule, present middle participle of hegeomai. Looks like this. H-E-G-E-O-M-A-I, hegeomai. Now, hegeomai means to govern, to rule, to lead, to guide. Present tense keeps on ruling. As long as you live as a believer on the face of this earth, somewhere there is your right pastor. Somewhere the sun is shining on your right pastor. Somewhere there is a man, only a man, no women are pastors. And take the whole bunch of women who are fooling around today and trying to be leaders and wrap them all up and send them to lib. They belong in the ash can. There's no such thing as a woman who has a gift to pastor teacher. They all belong in submission to some man, and that's what's wrong with them. They're feisty, horsey, way out of line. Males only. But somewhere for every one of you believers, there is your right pastor. A male, a man. And you are under that person for life, or until death do you part, his or yours. And therefore, keep on remembering by punching a button, by walking through the door after you carefully park your car, and finding a seat where your Bible and notebook are stacked, or where someone has crudely stacked them under some other place or hid them from you. Remember them which keep on having the rule. Present linear action, Sartre. Middle voice. The active voice stresses the action. The middle voice emphasizes the subject. The subject are the pastors, those who have the rule. The middle voice relates the action of ruling more intimately to the subject, pastor teachers. This is a direct or reflexive middle. The pastors themselves do the ruling over you and no one else. In the spiritual realm, you have one pastor. He's your ruler over you. Genitive, this is an objective genitive plural of the personal pronoun su, S-U. Objective, genitive, plural. Keep on concentrating on the ones, or keep on remembering, the ones ruling you. Now you can see the condition of our country today. You know we're in bad shape. Ploesti is just a name. Ploesti is a name just discussed here and there by a few people. Yet Ploesti represents one of the great traditions in American history. Ploesti is one reason that you're free today. Ploesti is more than just a name. Ploesti is where 544 men went through the most awful nightmare and kept right on going, knowing that they were giving their lives, and they did it deliberately and on your behalf. Do you remember Ploesti? No. And therefore you lose something in the American tradition. Do you remember your pastor? No. And therefore you lose out spiritually and you never even get close to the super grace life. Keep on concentrating and remembering the ones ruling you. Who? This is a nominative masculine plural from hostess, which is a qualitative relative pronoun, H-O-S-T-I-S, hostess, and should be translated, they are such a kind who have spoken, aorist active indicative of laleo, which means to communicate, L-A-L-E-O. They are such a kind, qualitative relative pronoun, who have communicated doctrine, aorist tense, constantive, every time, Bible class. Active voice, the pastor does the teaching and communicating of doctrine. Indicative mood is the reality of constant Bible teaching from right pastor, resulting in the erection of the edification complex and the entrance into the super grace life. Unto you, dative plural of advantage again from the personal pronoun sue. It is to the advantage of every believer to have an edification complex and enter into the super grace life. And how is this accomplished? Ton logon to thuo. the word to thuol. Now let's put the whole thing on the board. Ton, logon, that's accusative, the word, accusative singular, to thou. T-O-N, L-O-G-O-N, T-O-U, T-H-E-O-U. This is the ablative of source, the word from the God. The word from the source of the God. That's Bible doctrine. Perfect title for Bible doctrine. Ton logon tu thou. The word from the God. Now we have, keep on remembering and concentrating on the ones ruling you. They are such a kind who have communicated to you for your advantage the word from the source of the God, whose ablative plural of the relative pronoun hosts. H-O-S, hosts, in the ablative plural, and it should mean from the source of whom. The pastor is the source of that doctrine that leads the believer into the super grace life. The local church is the classroom where strict academic discipline must exist. From the source of whom, and then I'm going to put the word follow in next, and then the word faith. This is the true order. From the source of whom, follow. Present middle imperative of memeomai. M-I-M-E-O-M-A-I. Memeomai means to imitate, but it also means to emulate. Emulate means to strive, to equal, or to excel. Emulate emphasizes a conscious effort to equal or surpass. And emulate is the best translation here. Faith is the accusative singular plus the definite article of pistis, and pistis means that which is believed or doctrine categorically. So literally it should read, from the source of whom? From the source of your pastor. Emulate the doctrine. Literally, keep on emulating the doctrine. Keep striving to equal and excel. Equal is the ECS. Excel is the super grace life. Now we have something that sounds like this. Keep concentrating on the ones ruling you. They are such a kind who have communicated to you for your advantage the word from the source of the God, doctrine. From the source of whom? From the source of the pastor. Keep on emulating the doctrine. That means to excel in doctrine. Excuse me. Now the next word, considering, is a present active participle from ana theoreo. A-N-A-T-H-E-O-R-E-O. Anna, again and again and again. Theoreo means to view or to see. So to see or view something again and again means to concentrate. Present active participle, keep on concentrating on the end. Ekbasis means the issue. Keep on concentrating on the ekbasis. E-K-B-A-S-I-S. Ekbasis means the issue. And then we do not have any pronoun here of any kind like there. We simply have the definite article plus the genitive singular. This is an objective genitive. Anastrophe. Anastrophe means manner of life. A-N-A-S-T-R-O-P-H-E. Keep concentrating on the issue of the manner of life. The manner of life is the super grace life. Literally then, I'm going to put two verses together now. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15, with Philippians chapter 4, or rather, excuse me, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. I'm going to put them together now. 1 Corinthians 12, 15 with Hebrews 13, 7. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12, 15, moreover, with the greatest of pleasure, I will exhaust myself in studying and teaching doctrine, and be exhausted to the point of destruction on behalf of your souls. If I love you more intensely, and I do, the less I be loved. Then, from Hebrews, keep concentrating on the ones ruling you. They are such a kind who have communicated to you, for your advantage, the word from the source of the God, doctrine. From the source of whom? From their teaching, in other words. Keep on emulating the doctrine, excelling in the doctrine, concentrating on the issue of the manner of life, the super grace life. Once more, keep remembering, concentrating on the ones ruling you. They are such a kind who have communicated to you for your advantage the word from the source of the God, doctrine. From the source of whom, from their teaching, keep on emulating the doctrine, excelling in doctrine, concentrating on the issue of the manner of life, which is the super grace life. We need, as never before in our history, we need desperately believers in the super grace life. With our heads bowed, with our eyes closed, we dedicate the closing moments of our study tonight to those of you who are here without Christ, without hope, and without eternal life. We want you to know that Jesus Christ had you personally in mind when he went to the cross, and that every sin you've ever committed, past, present, and future, was poured out on him and judged. This means that right now, right where you sit, you can have eternal life. Eternal life is yours in a non-meritorious manner, in a moment of time, in a moment of positive volition, expressed through faith in Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Right now, you can have eternal life. Jesus Christ took your place. Jesus Christ died for your sins. Jesus Christ is the only celebrity in the Christian way of life. He is the only Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through him. And you can come right now, in the privacy of your soul, with your head bowed and your eyes closed, in perfect privacy, silently in your soul, you can express to God the Father your faith in Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now, Father, we have studied tonight, both from the spiritual realm and in our history, the principle of remembrance, the principle of auld lang syne, the principle of concentration on what is really important. And the more we learn of doctrine, the more we realize the importance of the super grace life as the only place of occupation with Christ. And we recognize at the same time that this makes us, as believers in the super grace life, the salt, the preservative of the nation. Father, we pray that we will be challenged to be consistent day by day, slugging it out, taking it in, study, study, concentrate. As long as we live in this earth, may we never fail to nourish upon our spiritual food, our manna from heaven, that the purpose for which we remain in this conflict, in this life, might be fulfilled to the glory of Jesus Christ, not as casualties of reversionism. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.